So this is meditation for you to connect to that deeper part of yourself when you feel like she is very far away. So for this meditation, make sure that you take the time to let others know that you are not to be disturbed, and make sure that your phone is on airplane mode. Make sure that you are someplace comfortable where your body knows that it's not going to be interrupted. The other piece to know about this meditation is make sure that you are comfortable enough to completely relax, but not so comfortable that you fall asleep. So take a moment now to find a comfortable position. Make sure that your feet are where you want them. Make sure that you have sufficient support underneath both of your arms. Allow yourself to lean back and to be supported underneath and behind. And now begin to focus your energy in this moment and your attention on your breath. If your eyes are not already closed, allow them to drift closed. Allow yourself to take a deep breath in. And as you do, allow yourself to begin to sink into wherever you are sitting. And as you exhale, allow any part of your day or any task or item that has felt important, allow it to begin to drift away. Again, deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe this air into your body, really focus in as your lungs expand. And as you exhale, allow yourself to sink more deeply into your seat. And allow those thoughts from your day to arise and float away. On your next breath in, see if you can notice anywhere in your body that you feel tightness, tension, pain, or even intense emotion. And to the best of your ability, don't judge anything that you perceive or are aware of. Instead, on your next breath in, imagine bringing air, which is life force and space. Imagine breathing that into that spot in your body. Imagine it going directly to where it is needed. And as you inhale, it sort of almost like stretching begins to just stretch out that tension or create space where there's tightness, or even just bring some lightness to wherever that intense emotion is. And then as you exhale, to the best of your ability, imagine this thing you're releasing, a color you don't like. And as you exhale, exhale fully. Fully and completely that color. And again, deep breath in through your nose. Bringing that air and space to wherever it's needed in your body. And exhaling a color you don't like, releasing that which is not serving you anymore. Continue that rhythm of breath, inhaling in, bringing air and space to those places in your body that have been holding tension or tightness, or where those intense emotions have been sitting. And as you exhale, you want to exhale on a sigh, and if it helps, see that color, to release it completely and fully, removing it from your body, expelling it from your mouth. And then when you are ready, focus your energy and attention to the base of your spine, the bottom of your tailbone. And from the bottom of your tailbone, imagine that a cord drops down and it moves through where you're sitting, down through the flooring, all the way down into the foundation of wherever you are, whatever building you're in at this moment. And that cord wants to connect to the earth. It wants to connect to groundedness. It wants to anchor and root you in. Not so that you're stuck, but just like a helium balloon that you don't want to float away. We want to tie a knot in that string so that you're free to float, you're free to connect, but yet you're grounded and solidly present in your body. So as this grounding cord begins to make its way to the center of the earth, towards that hot, molten lava core, this little cord sort of anchors itself before it gets to that really hot center. And then you begin to pull earth energy back up this grounding cord. Just imagining a color. What is earth's color to you? And bringing that earth energy back up the cord through all those various layers of sand and rock and dirt. And then back up underneath the building you're in, the foundation, through all those different layers of the building of flooring and subflooring, back up through wherever you're sitting, and that earth energy moves up your tailbone, wrapping around your pelvis and moving back down each of your legs. And whatever color you imagined, earth's energy, now both of your legs are glowing that color. Now move your energy and focus to right above your head. And to the best of your ability, see a basketball-sized ball of glowing light. Imagining it whatever color you want, remembering there may be some specks of gold in there, and there may be some specks of silver, maybe even a rainbow of colors. Whatever you see in your mind's eye in this moment is perfect. And that beautiful ball of light, as you focus on it, begins to grow in size. That focus you're having on it just allows it to grow. And it goes from the size of a basketball to the size of a great big beach ball. And you really can feel the heat, that warmth, that safe feeling, knowing that that is the connection to your higher self. That is the highest vibration energy. And now when you are ready, call it to you so that it ceases being something separate and above you, but now begins to fill you. So see it as it moves down and into your heart. And just your heart in this moment is this glowing light, whatever colors you saw. And it's big, right? This is as big as a large beach ball. So it's not just in your heart, but it's around your shoulders and your chest, maybe even as far down as your abdomen and your back, your upper back and your middle back. And this glowy light, you can feel it just embracing and warming you up energetically. And then begin to see as this energy now expands. So it expands not just to your chest, right? But it begins to glow and shine up your throat, across your jaw, up over all the parts of your sinuses, your nose, your eyes, the top and sides and back of your head, the back of your neck. And now racing down your left arm to your wrist and fingers and palm, then to your right arm, down to your elbow, forearm, wrist, hands, and fingers and palm. And then it races down your abdomen, your sides, down across your pelvis, down each one of your legs, even down to your feet and ankles, and even your toes. So that if you were looking at yourself from the outside, you would be glowing this color you saw, likely one of your favorite colors or a color representing what it was you needed to connect to. And then now allow this energy to begin to expand, remembering that this energy is the highest vibration version of you. It's who you are all the time, but you're going to unlock it and let it expand. It is the raw form of energy and your pure joy. So as you see it begin to expand, it goes 6 to 7, 8 inches outside of your skin, almost in a circle, right? You see it go above you. You see it go behind you, to your left and to your right, in front of you, and even down below you. Even if a portion of that energy, it's as though it moves through the flooring into the subflooring. There is this nice, big, round, almost like the bubble from Glinda the Good Witch from Wizard of Oz. You are surrounded by this beautiful light. And now that light wants to grow even bigger. So rather than just being around you in a circle, you allow your light and your energy to just fill the room that you're in. So that color of light now moves through every space, every object of the entire room. So now the whole room is aglow in that color you saw. But you can feel that that energy wants to grow even bigger. So you would allow, you allow it to grow as big as the building that you're in, whether it's your house or an apartment. And it gets as big as the entire apartment building. Or if you're in your office, in an office building, it grows as big as that. Or if you're in your car, it fills the whole of your car and all the way around it. If you're sitting outside in a park, you imagine this light surrounds all the way around the park. But that light, your beingness, wants even more expansion. So that energy now grows as big as the city you're in. It glows across the city, the town. Then it wants to grow again, so it grows as big as the state, as big as the province. And then it wants to grow again, so it fills now the whole country that you live in. And then it begins to wrap itself around the whole earth. You see it as though your glow, it goes east and west until it meets on the other side of the globe, and it travels south and north until those meet somewhere on the other side of the globe, all the way around. But this energy wants to grow even bigger. This glow that you are, give your glow, give your light permission to expand even larger. So allow it to expand even beyond the planet Earth and moves across our galaxy, our solar system. And as it spreads through our solar system and now through all of the Milky Way, it begins to spread through all of the known and unknown universe. And your light is bouncing all across the cosmos. And as your light has spread and expanded, you begin to notice and feel the light, the love, the support, the gratitude and appreciation that other beings of light have for your energy. Your guides are all around you. And you begin to get present to their energy. And in this moment, imagine and get present to the color of their energy. Allowing yourself to see that it's not a better energy than yours or a better light, it's just a different color. So allow yourself to see that distinction between your light and their light. It's all light, but it's unique, uniquely your light, uniquely theirs. And then you begin to bring your light back all the way through the known or unknown universe, back to the Milky Way, back to our solar system. And you feel the energy of your guides, that light they have, you feel it follow you back until it's just your light surrounding the earth. And you can see all the way around you, the light of those guides now is around you, their love, their support, their appreciation. And you begin not to shrink your light, but to bring it back into your being. And it goes from being all the way around the planet to just being in the country where you are. And you see the light of those guides, it follows you back. And then it shrinks back down to the state, and then the city, and then the building where you are. And again, you see the light of your guides. It followed you. So now it's surrounding you, surrounding the building. It's like the extra support and light so you can relax and you know you are supported. And then your light moves back to just the room that you're in. And you feel their light and support as well. And then you begin to bring that light just into your body again, as though you're glowing, right? Glowing from the inside out. And you feel again and even can see, know, or hear, sense and perceive the light of those beings, of your guides surrounding you. And you can see their light and love, gratitude, for your willingness to share your light with the whole of the universe. And you feel them behind you, in front of you, above you, beneath you, all sides. And in this moment, allow to come into your awareness a problem or a challenge that's been being stuck, that you feel like you have not been able to resolve. And in this moment, imagine with your guides around you and that sense of glowing light, go ahead and ask your being and your guides, what could I do or think or feel about that person or circumstance that I haven't tried, I haven't thought, or I haven't allowed myself to feel that would make a difference? So take a moment and allow that question to come deeply into your being. What thought, what feeling, what action could you take that would make a difference with that person or in that situation? And allow to arise in your being a knowing, a feeling, a picture, or even hear the words that are the answer to that question. And take just a moment to give gratitude to your guides, gratitude to yourself for taking the time to connect in this way. Knowing that the guides are around you all the time, even if you're not present to or aware of their connection. Begin to allow that light to sort of pull in from all of your head and shoulders and arms and legs and feet, pulling back up your belly and just into your heart, allowing that glow and light and love to stay in that space. Knowing that you can tap into that heart space and that energy, that light, which is the highest vibration of you at any moment. And then begin to bring your attention to the grounding cord that has been hooked down deep in the earth and allow it to unhook and begin to bring it back up through all those various layers of rock and sand and dirt. And as that grounding cord moves back up through all those layers and then the foundation of whatever building you're in, as it moves up through the flooring and subflooring, and then as it moves just back into the base of your spine, your tailbone, and begin to bring your attention back to your body. First, by bringing your attention to your breath. Begin with breathing in through your nose. And allowing yourself to exhale through your mouth. And on your inhale, just notice, are you breathing through your chest or shoulders or through your belly? No need to change the rhythm, but just notice and let yourself begin to get present to your body. Let yourself wiggle your toes and fingers, roll your wrists and ankles. Allow yourself to begin to move your body in any way it's requesting while leaving your eyes open for a little, leaving your eyes closed for a little bit longer. Allowing that experience and allowing that sort of inner guided knowing and sense of peacefulness to remain. And when you're fully ready, very gently allow your eyes to open. Allow yourself to step into your day or go to sleep with a full connection to your guides and to that radiant inner light that you are and that is always glowing in your heart. Thank you for taking the time for yourself to do this meditation. Namaste.